Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day.
Well, this is Mark Gallagher, and in our last session, we started off our retrospective in the 60s. We now move on to the 70s and a morphing of Celtic music that took place. And we start out in 1970 with something called the Eurovision Song Contest. And let's go straight to that track with Dana and All Kinds of Everything. There we have it from 1970, the Eurovision Song Contest winner, Donna. Her name is Rosemary Brown. She goes by Donna Rosemary Brown. She was only 18 years old when she sang that song. Kind of a folk singer back then. She took this song, obviously a little bit more poppy, won the Eurovision Song Contest. It was the first time that Ireland won the Eurovision Song Contest, so that put them on the map in Europe. The Eurovision Song Contest, again, put Ireland and Celtic music on the map in a more important way two decades later. But that's kind of the start of the 70s. Here we have a morphing. Ireland's kind of coming into their own, recognizing that they have singers over there. Pop song makes it number one in Ireland, number two in a lot of places in Europe. But we now return to something more traditional. In 1971, Chieftains come out with a track from their Chieftain Street album called The March of the King of Leash or Rory O'More. Chieftains there with the March of the King of Leash or Rory O'More. Trad is still on the forefront of what's going to be happening in the 70s. That's from 1971 and Chieftains 3. Now, trad music or Irish music was set on its ear in 1972 with the release of a B-side Well, the guys were just kind of fooling around in the studio, putting together an album. They played this song in the studio. It made the B-side, and then it made history. Here they are with Thin Lizzy with Whiskey in the Jar.
Especially of my modest chamber. But here I am in prison. Here I am with a ball and chain. Yeah, much a ring, dumma do, dumma da.
Much of Celtic rock happened in the early 70s with two tracks there, Whiskey in the Jar from Thin Lizzy, which was the B-side released and went to number one in Ireland. By the way, Eric Bell, the lead guitarist in that band, heard Elon Pipes play that lead-in and decided I could put that on a guitar. And that was the lead-in to Thin Lizzy's Whiskey in the Jar. Well, 1973, a band from Northern Ireland called Horselips. If you took trad and you mixed it with glamorous rock, you'd get Horselips. And that was Derek Doom from their Detain album. And that is The Red Destroyer, or It's All About Cú Chulainn. And that's really the launch of Celtic rock in the Celtic world in the early 70s in Ireland. Well, next we go to an album that Christy Moore put out in 1972. It's called Prosperous, and he enlisted Donald Looney, Andy Irvine, and Liam O'Flynn on this album. And the result is this track, The Cliffs of Dunedin.
Mm-hmm. travel far, far from your own native home. Far away are the mountains, far away are the falls. But of all the fine places that I've ever been, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dublin. It's a nice place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wildflowers that ne'er do decay. Oh, the hare and lofty pheasants are plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dublin. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, or the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush can be seen. From the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dublin, fare thee well to Dublin, fare thee well for a while. And to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where late I have been, and the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dublin.
There were three old gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and bold, he-o, and this one sang high, and the other sang low, and the lady sang the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. It was upstairs and downstairs the lady he went, but on her suit of leather for low, it was the cry all around her door, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. It was late that night that the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, he-o. The servant girls replied to him, while she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Open saddle for me milk-white steed, me big horse is not speedy, he-o. I will ride and I'll seek me bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Open he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also, but when he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady, oh. Oh, then why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money, oh, where? Why do you leave your haroni with the Lord all for the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh? Yerra, what do I care for me house or me land? What do I care for my honey, oh, yerra, what do I care for me only wedded lord? I'm away with me raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Well, it was there last night, you'd be a goose got their bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, oh. Tonight you lie in a wide open field, in the arms of your raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Yerra, what do I care for a goose feather bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, he-o. Tonight I lie in a wide open field, in the arms of me raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Oh, for you rode east when I rode west, you rode high when I rode low, I'd rather have a kiss of the yellow gypsy's lips than a whole lot of cash in his money, he-o.
Planxty City from the Black Album, an album that changed Irish and Celtic music for eternity. It married the tune with the ballad, and it featured Christy Moore, Donald Looney, Andy Irvine, and Liam O'Flynn, the same guys from the Prosperous album. They decided after a fact that they sounded so good they would get together, and that drew young people to Irish music like never before. We've got trad music on our lips right now. We're going to go to another band that married trad music to the younger folk. It's called the Bothy Band. Here they are. Bothy Band from their 1975 album called The Bothy Band. And the Bothy Band formed in 1975 with Donald Looney from Planxty, Paddy Keenan on Elan pipes, Matt Malloy on flute and whistle, Paddy Glacken on accordion, and formed The Bothy Band. And that album was released again in 1975. Well, we've got more music from the 70s coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Do the man, the pinya, we do the man, gela. Jana Njurna Shitula Mangela Kalamisha Prakati Rere Tula Mangela
Tula Manda Binyabi Tula Mangela Tula Manda Binyabi Tula Mangela
Proka Prakatua Rere Tula Mangela Tapara Tegas Trus Rere Tula Mangela
Tula Manda Binyabi Tula Mangela Tula Manda Binyabi Tula Mangela
Shinshkela Hershey Hagam Gorowa Ken Kira
Tula Manda Pinya Bidula Mangela Tula Manda Pinya Bidula Mangela
Pajima Tuna Chira Hirsum Tula Mangela Iksiri Leginin Hirsum Tula Mangela
Tula Manda Pinya Bidula Mangela Tula Manda Pinya Bidula Mangela
Alain Tuma Nin Hirsum Tula Mangela
Thank you.
We're smack dab in the middle of the 70s with our retrospective on Celtic music through the decades. And we're in the 70s, as I said. And we opened up there with Clonard from County Donegal off of their album entitled Dulamon. And that was the title track there, Dulamon, from 1976. And then we went to County Clare with Dedannan, 1977 album called Selected Jigs and Reels. And on Balron there, there's Johnny Ringo McDonough there doing all that Balron playing. And it just goes to prove that trad music is now starting to mature in the mid-70s, and those two tracks are evidence of that. Next, we move over to Scotland. There's a thriving Scottish music scene of folk music in Scotland. And we start out here with the McCalmonds and the Bonnie Lass of Gallawater.
Bonnie Lass of Gallawater, raw, raw lass of Gallawater. I would range the mountains, he did, with you, Bonnie Lass. Oh, Gallawater, sae fair her hair, sae brent her brow, sae bonny blue her een and cheery. The maid I kiss her cherry lips,
Scottish music there, a Scottish music set. Traditional music in Scotland was actually on the uprise, probably most likely because of what happened in Ireland with traditional music, and that was the Tannahill Weavers from their first album, simply entitled Tannahill Weavers in 1979, with Geese in the Bog and Jog of Slurs. Before that, we had the Battlefield Band with their initial album in 1977 with Miss Margaret Brown's Favorite and the Deserts of Tulla from 1977. And we opened up there with the McCalmans and Burn the Witch album and the Bonnie Lass of Gallawater. Well, we're going to stay in Scotland now, and we're going to go to a band that revolutionized Scottish music with their high-impact electric sound of Scottish music. That is Runrig. And here from their Highland Collection album in 1979 is something called Loch Lomond, which would go on to be their signature track later on.
Oh,
Well, we're going to polish off our retrospective on 70s music here with the Wolftones off of their 1974 album Till Ireland a Nation and the Boys of Fair Hill.
Here's up the mall, says the boys of Fair Hill. The smell of Patrick's pitch is the wicket, how the father Matthew's sticking. Here's up the mall, says the boys of Fair Hill. Well, Blarney hens don't laze at all, and when they laze them small. Here's up the mall, says the boys of Fair Hill. Well, Blackpool girls are very rude, they go swimming in the Newt. Here's up the mall, says the boys of Fair Hill. Blackpool boys are very nice, I have tried them once or twice. Here's up the mall, says the boys of Fair Hill. If you come to Cork, you'll get Frisian, a more feast out than pigs for beans. Here's up the mall, says the boys of Fair Hill.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends, tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.